Yes, good afternoon. And as promised, we're joined by the Flint Fawn Bomber head scout, John Clausen. John, the longest serving member of the organization. What is it, John, for you? 15, 16 years now?
Something like that. I think I lost count.
But here we are getting ready for the SJHL. This is a big weekend coming up for the SJHL, John. We got the AGM. I don't know how they're going to be able to filter out a schedule. But I know the one thing that you're going to be direct, well, I guess you'll be involved in a few different things, but the Bantam draft itself. Talking to you, talking to Mike Reagan, seems like there's going to be a lot of good players to pick from.
Yeah, it's a very deep draft this year, very deep. Maybe one of the deepest ones we've seen probably in the last 5 or 6 years. So, you know, I think that's exciting when you have a deep draft. You know, I think what that's going to lead to is most likely more Saskatchewan kids playing in the league. I wouldn't say the last few years have been poor, but just not as strong as this year. So, you know, this year's draft is going to be really good. Next year's draft is going to be probably just as good. So exciting for us scouts. And, yeah, time to put forth the draft and all the work that we did this year watching these kids. So we'll see what happens on Friday.
You're going to get the 11th overall pick. You do get five selections this year, John. You haven't had five, I don't think, the last couple of years, have you?
I think. Last couple of years we were with four picks. That's right, Rob.
So five this time around, and what do you get? What type of players are you looking for?
You know what? Looking for kids that are strong academically, as well as you know, being good hockey players. I think we focus. We do a lot of questionnaires with these players in interviews, talking to their coaches, the parents. We want to make sure we're getting a kid that is driven. Not only with the game of hockey, but driven with his school as well. So that's very important. But, you know, they're young, so you're looking for kids that are consistent, kids that are putting in the time and, you know, being leaders on their team and just making sure that there's a good character coming into our room.
Well, and you got quite the it's not as easy as people think to make five selections, because you got to make guys that you – hope are going to be part of your program. And these guys could go out to BC. They could be drafted by the Western Hockey League. I mean, I guess they could go play in Alberta, Manitoba, whatever. How tough is that when you're making your selections?
It's very tough because they're young. They're young, and this is new for them. So, you know, they want to say all the right things. And, you know, we got a pretty good response from this year's draft class that, you know, one of the questions is making sure that they would be okay being a Flint Flon Bomber. And, you know, it's making sure that these kids, like I said, are driven and wanting to play junior A hockey. And it's tough for these kids at this age because there's so many avenues for them to go down, right? A lot of the kids that got drafted in the Western League will be drafted in the SJHL as well. So they have the next 2 years to really figure out what route is best for them. So
now we talk about that Western Hockey League draft, and I know that there was a lot of Mike Reagan was mentioning to me Saskatchewan, I think, had the second most amount of kids come out. So like you said, it is a deep draft class, but let's be honest, John, I'm not just talking just the Flint Flon Bombers here. I'm talking about the whole SJHL in general. How many kids do you honestly think will wind up in the SJHL? I mean, BC's been a major, and now we talk about BC, but the USHL, the North American Hockey League, they take a lot of good players. We're seeing that now. They're picking guys off rosters. Realistically, how many kids can we expect to actually wind up in the SJHL period? Not just for you, but the whole league.
Well, you know, I think you'll want over 50% of your guys that you're drafting, you're expecting to play on your team at some point. You know, if you get more than that, that's a bonus. So, you know, with 12 teams and 6 rounds, you know, there's going to be, well, not everybody's going to use all their picks. Not everybody has 6 picks, but roughly 60-some kids, you know, will get drafted. So maybe if 30 of them, 40 of them maybe play in the league out of this year's draft class,
okay,
that'd be good. That'd be a good thing.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you take a look at this as, I think, the sixth annual draft. You look back at the last five. How many of these kids have wound up in your program? Have you gotten more than half? Have you been happy with how it's – I mean, you're obviously not going to get everybody, but all in all, when you look back, John, has the draft been a pretty good way for you to get players?
Yes and no. The draft is exciting because it builds excitement for the league, for the teams, for the kids to hear their name on draft day. I mean, every kid and every parent, there's probably 100 kids tomorrow that are going to, or for Friday, that are going to be dialed right into this draft, especially since how they're doing it on SaskTel. So that's exciting for them. When you get a kid excited, you know, you get a couple of years to build a rapport with them. But at the end of the day, the kids are going to make a decision. The families are going to make a decision on what they think is best for them. We've had some guys that we've lost. We've had some high-end players that we've lost to different leagues in the past. But we've also had some players that have played for us that came through the draft. We have some players that are still playing in the Western League that may end up, you know, on our team, maybe as a 20-year-old, the guys that were drafted. This year's, with the O2 draft that we had a few years ago, we got guys like Noah Kuntz coming in, Mackenzie Carson. Those guys I'm extremely excited for. You know, I think they're going to be big-time players for the Bombers for the next 2-3 years for sure. So, you know, you win some, you lose some with the draft, and that's just the way it goes with recruiting. But the draft has definitely been a good thing for the Flint Flon Bombers.
Sounds good to me. You mentioned Noah Kuntz. This is a guy that's a big D-man. He's like 6'4". You and I had a little bit of a discussion a few days ago before we went to air. Western Hockey League, I know, has got this guy pegged as well, but you were telling me that you figure you might be able to lure him through the NCAA route?
Yeah, he's driven. He wants a scholarship. He's got similar grades that Corey Thomas had, which is, you know, mid to high 90s. So schooling is extremely important to him. Noah's a very intelligent player, you know, was probably ready to play for us at 17 last year, but due to an injury that he had when he was 16, he wanted to make sure he had one more strong year of midgets, and he did. I mean, he was he logged a lot of minutes. He's one of those guys that doesn't tire out. At 6'4", you think he's going to be a, you know, a threat to play against, you know, as far as the physicality. But honestly, he's like Nicholas Lidstrom. He doesn't make a lot of hits, but he also doesn't get hit. He just makes the plays. He has the puck on his stick. He has his head up, and he's able to make a lot happen on the ice. He's that intelligent. So that's why I'm that excited when you've got a 6'4" frame that can move around the ice and make plays and be consistent. We got a good one there.
Well, and you're all, and it doesn't matter what level of hockey you're talking about. You always build your teams from goaltender to defenseman out. And, you know, speaking of goaltenders, I know chatting with Mike as well, he doesn't feel you guys are going to go that route. Feels you're very solid in goal right now. You got some pretty good prospects coming up.
Yeah, we do have some goaltending prospects that we're quite excited about. Jared Thompson is an 0-2. We've got Hunter Lolliker, who's an 0-3. Justin Duick, who's an 0-3. Max Hildebrandt, who's an 0-4. You know, we're very strong in that area right now, so that's exciting. You know, a lot. Again, some of these kids are going to have to make that big decision in a next year or two to, you know, when they start making that jump to junior. With again, which avenue is best for them? So,
quickly, John, this is going to be a different draft. I mean, you're not going to have everybody sitting in the same room. I guess it's going to be done over Zoom and conference. I guess preparation-wise, it must work the same, but. It's going to be a challenge for you guys doing it this year. It's going to be different.
Yeah, it will be different. We're going to have a couple different phones on the go. Tyler Dancy is one of our Saskatchewan scouts out of Saskatoon. He's a young guy that was involved coaching Bantam AA this year, and he's involved with Saskatchewan Hockey Association. So Tyler and myself are going to be together. I'll be on the conference call with the league, and Tyler's going to be on his phone with Mike and Cole. So we're making sure that we're all on the same page as we move through the rounds. But, you know, we'll have our plan in place, but we never know who's drafting who before us. So that plan can get altered multiple times throughout the draft.
I'm sure it can. How many names do you go in with?
Right now I'm sitting here with sitting here with 75 kids that I think are going to get drafted this year. Out of those 75, you know, not every kid I would draft, but I think somebody in the league might step up and take one of these players. So we got a list of 75 here. It's deep in all positions. So you know, I think everyone's going to be very excited with who they get. Everybody's going to have a good feeling walking away from the draft this year because it is so deep.
Well, I know I'm looking forward to it. The first time ever broadcast on TV, 2 o'clock Manitoba time on Friday. John, thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.
You betcha. Thanks a lot, Rob.